This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup discussion of the items that are on the charts from Talkers Magazine this week, the top 10 stories and the people. We'll try to discuss all of them or as many as we can and not get stuck on Donald Trump, even though that seems to be where everybody else is stuck on Donald Trump. So joining me in the discussion is Jay Kirshner, who's here from the Good Day program, and also my friend stalwart fill in and always and entertaining and informative, John Harper from WMEL down on the Space Coast in Melbourne,
ready
Florida.
And ready to play.
Ready to play. Okay. All right. Sure. Wasn't there a song from an old movie or something? What was the song? I'm trying to remember. The phraseology you just used there reminded me of it. I wonder.
I'll think of it in a minute.
Yeah. Put them in, Coach. All right. So let's the weather and whatever is going on. So how has the weather been? I was in Florida a couple of weeks ago. I didn't have time to check with you, but I was interested in the temperatures. But the weather was okay. But you've had. How would you describe the weather in Florida for this winter? Because I don't think we've talked to you for a few months. So
there on the Space Coast. Not since January, but we've had a very mild winter. I would really say that probably two or three days were below the standards of what we've come to expect here in Florida as far as being cold.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're experiencing a drought, and we should be getting into the rainy season, but we've got a pretty good drought going on. Temperatures through Easter Sunday are going to be a little bit more on the mild side. And we do have a little bit of rain coming in Easter Sunday, but we have a long way to go to make up for this drought type of condition we're experiencing.
So what does that do for the oranges from Florida, the grapefruit, all the mainstays, the Florida crops this time of year? Lots of veggies come from Florida as well. What does that do to farming operations and to the general course of events? Because Florida is a big ag state.
Well, it is a big ag state. People don't realize that, Doug, but you're right. Big on agriculture and big on cattle raising as well. People don't realize that, but I think cattle raising is number two in the state now, with grapefruit and oranges perhaps third on that list. But what it does at the moment is, just like any other part of the country, it creates conditions where the tender vegetation finds it difficult to grow, gets burned up in the heat of the sun, and it creates problems in that regard. We haven't gotten that far, but it could be around the road if we don't get some rain. Also, Doug, something that people are concerned with is the fact that we've had some pretty hot temperatures here so far this year, and a lot of people feel if we don't get that rain to cool off the Atlantic waters and the Gulf of Mexico waters, it might be time to fasten your seatbelt during hurricane season, because that water heats up and feeds those storms, and we don't want that to happen.
No. All right, so that's a good overview of what's going on there. Certainly the weather is always a topic of conversation. At number nine on the countdown this week, when I look at this and I think this Angel Reese, who was at it with Jill Biden, I suppose Joe Biden, we said, Jay, on the program this week that she may have misspoken, maybe made poor judgment. The winner is the winner.
She was probably just trying to think of, like, It was a good game. Everybody who played in the championship game should be invited to the White House. And that's not the case because that's never been the case. It's always been the champions go. The second place team, the team that loses in the championship game, while it's still great to be able to go to the big
game, you were second.
They shouldn't be invited. And a lot of this, it's all about what Angel Reese has been saying, but what's getting buried are all of the people who are rallying around her. Like Stephen A. Smith has even said, she's a champion. She's allowed to have her thoughts and also stand
with
her
the
ground.
The anger, I know, but come
but,
on.
But other teammates have jumped in and said it. Iowa, they had even said, like, that was a stupid thing to say, and if we are invited, we're not going to go. It should only be the champions. It should only be the people who won the championship.
I get all of that.
Yeah, other people are chiming in and saying the same thing Angel Reese is saying. She's just the only one getting heat.
Well, but you know what? The anger here, this is a game. And so, Mrs. Biden, I'm not an apologist for her, but I'm really getting tired of everybody being so outraged about everything. I'm angry. We're going to get these people. Yeah, it was a bad judgment call on Joe Biden's part. And it has nothing to do with her husband. I would probably be more apt to control I'm controlling my feelings about Jill Biden because I think she's A-okay. I don't care much for her husband's way of running things, but the two are separate human beings.
Yeah.
And so she said something that at the moment she thought it and okay, but then afterwards she took it back because it wasn't the right thing to say and it really wasn't good judgment on her part. But for God's sakes, what are these people so angry about? The anger, the visceral tone in Reese's voice, and bang, ooh, this is terrible, you're an awful, but come on, give it a rest. Get the hell off of Twitter and all the other things. And so people agree, yep, it was a bad call, but let's drop with the anger. Everybody's so angry about everything. I just don't get what's gained by all of this anger, frankly.
Angel Reese was already taking a lot of heat for a hand gesture she did during the game, which other athletes have done. No, other athletes have done that all the time. It's the you can't see me, which started with John Cena in the WWE. NBA players have done that. Football players have done that. Yet she is the first person that people have a problem with doing it. And it's the question of, is it because she's a college athlete instead of a professional athlete? Is it because she's a woman instead of a man? That's been a lot of the conversation, too. So she was already kind of already in the news before the Jill Biden stuff, even.
Just anger. So much anger everywhere. Okay, number 8. John, I'll be curious about your weigh-in on this. There are a couple of things that are tied to the focus on radio, who supplies what. So this week, NPR was deemed by Twitter to be in the same league as the Russian RT network, which is, I think, pretty much gone now, and the Chinese news agency. That may be a little overkill, but it does bring to the surface the whole business about why is public radio, why is it subsidized by the taxpayers when they admit that it's only 1% of their budget and they don't really need. They have their begathons and they get lots of dough out of that. So I guess the question for me isn't so much the fact that this was brought to the surface by all the hooting and hollering, again, more anger displayed. But why are we supporting NPR? Nobody sent me a check this week from the government to help my radio program, right? And if anything, the government should be, members of Congress are weighing in on this whole controversy with regard to AM radio being taken out of cars and trucks. But there's no money coming. Why does NPR need the taxpayers' money?
Well, I find it kind of, you're right, Doug, and I agree. Not only do they take the taxpayer money, but as you mentioned a moment ago, they've got their begathons going on. I believe the NPR station here in the Orlando metro area just completed their begathon. And I find that when they keep saying, without you, we can't keep operating and we can't keep this radio station alive and things like that. Totally I heard recently that NPR had a budgetary cutback of several hundred thousand dollars, if not into the millions. And I can't quite understand where all of that money has come from and where it's going. And it really is.
From the office. from the inside radio department, I've told this story a few times over the years, but this means something to the older radio guys or the professionals who have been around for a while that are on the commercial side versus the public nonprofit side. I think you may have heard me tell this story on the air. You remember Ellen Ratner from the good old days of her being involved in the Washington scene. She and I had an idea to bring this program that we do now, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, to NPR. So we had a meeting with the fellow who at the time was running NPR, and we expressed, you know, how we would do it and produce it and yada, yada, yada. It was like $1.3 million or something. I forget what the number was, but it wasn't a big number in comparison to some of the other things that they do and how they produce it. And the guy sat across, we were in his office more than 4 or 5 minutes. After we made the initial pitch, he said, well, this doesn't work for us because you're not members of our club. And I looked at him. Yeah, those were his exact words. You're not members of our club. And I said, what do you mean by that? He said, well, you don't have experience in public radio. You've been in commercial radio. And I wanted to reach across the desk. But that's the arrogant attitude that they have there. And they've always had that. The difference between commercial, well, you're in commercial radio. That's crap compared to what we do. And then you look at the money that's spent to produce these shows. You listen to any of the, especially the weekend shows, they've got a list of producers and directors and contributors as long as your arm. Right. And, you know, so anyhow, I guess I've ground my axe long enough. But
it's time to stop the government-run NPR and just privatize it.
Yeah. It doesn't need government money, and so don't give it government money. And never mind, I remember the first time this really became an issue was when Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton were still in the Oval Office, and Hillary went public. And it was so amusing. I can never forget it. Oh no! You're gonna kill Barney! Oh, don't take Barney off the air! Boy, wow. Okay, yeah. Enough on that. It's 18 after. This is the Talk Radio Review.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Get the best podcasts at usapodcasting.com.
USA News, I'm Lance Fry.
USA News on demand.
On demand.
The Good Day Download.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Download with Doug and Jay Kirshner.
War. All right. Wayne Alarusso.
Into the Carab Normal.
On demand.
Get it all on demand. Anytime. USApodcasting.com. USApodcasting.com.
Right.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
After the hour now, the Talk Radio Review, looking at the charts from Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists, by the way, at gooddayshow.com every week, and also talkers.com. Jay Kirshner, along with John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida, with our review of the charts, information and conversation, opinions about the talk issues, the events, the people that are being discussed. And speaking of people, Jay, we have our comments from many people on social media. This is the written word versus the spoken word.
Mm-hmm.
Your comments at 855-999-DOUG about the issues of the week certainly are welcome as well. It's 855-999-3684. Okay, and on social media, in Facebook and Instagram's case, it's at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. So what have we gathered together here comment-wise, Jay?
Well, definitely Donald Trump's arrest and all of that happening this week.
We asked the top stories. What do you think the top stories are?
Yeah, that's a big story that people are following. Terry Seavey says our former president being arrested and brought to court. It's a very sad week for our country.
Is it? Yeah. Is it a sad? Is it a good week for the country? I'm not weighing in on either side, but I wonder how many people think it's a good week, because maybe those are the people who don't like Trump to begin with, or maybe those are the people who are watching the judicial system, which certainly has been bastardized in lots of different ways on all levels in recent years. So is there room on both sides to be happy and to be sad, I guess would be my question for Terry.
Daniel Erskine calls it a Trump witch hunt.
You can make that argument. And it may be, but do you turn to, I don't like this guy, the DA, I kind of put his mind, Alvin Bragg, his name out of my mind, because I think he's a grandstanding phony, but I also think there's something to all of this. So whether you, if you're enamored and you're a member of the Trump can do no wrong department, then I guess, you know, you're going to see it that way. Trump has done a lot of wrong things, and so he's just being, you know, there's not only this, there's the rape allegations. Now, a lot of people are wondering how strong the case is against him. You know, that stuff isn't going to go away with just a few days of conversation. But Understand your point of view, Daniel. All right, what else we got?
And then Mike Willard also chimed in, political weaponization of the judiciary.
Yep, there's plenty of that, plenty of evidence of that. Yep.
Jan Roby also says on the opposite side that he is rotten to his core, meaning Trump. Following Trump's arrest, he is rotten to his core.
Do you remember who was that? Tom Terrific. I'm remember that from Captain Kangaroo. And Krabby Appleton was the bad guy in that cartoon. He was rotten to the core. Remember that? John, Jay, you probably wouldn't remember that.
No, I remember it. I've heard it, yeah.
I'm Tom Terrific, greatest hero never. I can be what I want to be. And if you'd like to see, follow, just follow me. And in the cartoon series, yep, Krabby Appleton was rotten to the core. All right, what else do we have here?
Martin J., a different news story. Following that, no sanctions were put on Russian uranium products because it would shut down most nuclear power plants.
That's an interesting thing, the wrinkle. Now, the Russians can do no good, no matter what. The uranium issue and the fact that, here's the wrinkle. Having gone to where Chernobyl was in Kiev and seen, you know, what had happened because they didn't build a good plant. That's really the issue here. If you're going to use nuclear power energy, then you better build a plant that's safe and secure. And Chernobyl was built like a cardboard house. So it was, you know, there's that. No sanctions put on the Russians then, but there should have been way back then sanctions on Russia because of the way they built that ridiculous nuclear power plant there. All right, one more quickie.
Colleen Maxey says the reps ousted from the TN House after gun protests, biggest bunch of BS I've ever seen.
BS! We'll have none of that here, thank you. All right, we continue with our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio in a few moments here, 28 after the hour.
Generic or name brand? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. On a radio interview, I suggested comparing the ingredients in generic over-the-counter meds with name brand pills. And we got a call from a pharmacist who said that some generics might not work as well as name brand pills because of inactive ingredients you won't see listed on the packages. For seasonal hay fever, I myself came back to Sudafed after the store brand with the same active ingredient wasn't as effective. Dr. Roy Blackburn was listening, and he writes, the meds which are probably most important not to buy generically are cardiac meds and thyroid meds. Otherwise, it is worth a try to use generics. Thanks, Doc. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abby and Ironwood.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. China is attempting to threaten Taiwan and play peacemaker over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. As China seeks to establish itself as a new global counterbalance to Washington, they sent aircraft carriers towards Taiwan and launched live-fire exercises in the straits, coming face-to-face with forces from Taiwan over the weekend. Taiwan claims it was just observing the exercises. Senator Lindsey Graham on the increased tensions.
I think they're setting the stage possibly for a blockade of Taiwan, that the Communist Chinese Party is going to test us dramatically this year and next year before the election.
Lindsay on Fox News has ideas how to slow China's roll.
And we need to respond forcefully. If they do that, we need to blockade oil shipments coming from the Mideast to China.
Tennessee lawmakers expelled over disrupting the Tennessee House last week will be voted on today by the Nashville City Council. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Good day,
dear.
It's
going to
be a good day.
It has been a good day.
The call of the day is to me, Doug Steffen, at 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, 855-999-3684. Call us with what's on your mind. Now, 34 at the hour, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and John Harper from WMEL. Jay and I on the Good Day program going through the stories this week with comments and thoughts. As an aside, you know, there's always this, has been for months, stories in the countdown list, Jay, focusing on our relationship with China, our relationship with Russia, our relationship with the countries that to us seem important.
Our relationship with ourselves.
Yeah, right. So this week, and this kind of relates to number three on the countdown list, the price that we're paying for gasoline. The reason we are is because our friends, the Saudi Arabians, convinced OPEC to shut down the production of 1 million barrels of oil this past week. And that's why you paid 4 or 5 cents more at the pump by the end of the week, because of the Saudi Arabians These people are no good. They are not our friends. As far as I'm concerned, they're part of the axis of evil. And if the price of gas didn't prove that, the story this week of their getting together, the Saudis with the Iranians, as they formally reestablished diplomatic relations, which is a milestone in the relationship between the two most powerful countries outside of Israel in the Middle East. They cut off ties 7 years ago after Saudi embassies in Iran were burned to the ground. The execution of one of the Shia clerics caused that. The Saudis like to execute all kinds of people, formally and informally.
Mm-hmm.
They're curs. They're no good. They've never been any good. And all of the attempts, the friend, when George Bush the father was over there patting those bums on the back, they are no good. They are not our friends. And the two things that point to that this week are the price of oil in OPEC, and also they're going back to the ties they have with Iran. Iran is no good. And so how do we, we try diplomatically to deal with all these people. We always give the Saudi Arabians the benefit of the doubt because all the oil that we get from them, what happened to oil independence that started during the Obama administration? One of the few good things that Obama did in my mind was to open up encourage, if you will,
mm-hmm.
Production of oil here at home.
Be self-sufficient, yes.
Right. So anyway, the Saudis fussing around the various religious, I think one of the things that happens here, and this goes back to our understanding of what was going on in Iraq and why we did the wrong thing by invading there, not understanding the difference between the Shias, and the Sunnis, the various sects. And so as soon as, I think if I remember correctly, John, you probably remember this better than I do, I think Saddam was a Sunni, if I'm not mistaken, and when he died, the Shias took over, right? Do I remember that correctly?
Yes, you do. Yep.
Yeah, okay. So, anyway, and that's the reason that there was the big split that there was in Iraq, and that's where the Iranians are mostly, if I'm served correctly again by my memory, Shias are Iranians and Sunnis are Iraqis. I think that's what mostly, it's not.
That's my understanding of it, yeah.
Right, yeah. So anyway, they get into these big, it's kind of reminiscent of the Protestant, the Catholic fight in Ireland. It's the same thing, fighting over stupid religious differences that in the test of time don't, especially when you think about we're in Easter weekend, not that that means anything to the Muslims, but there is a comparable Muslim holiday. I don't remember what it is at the moment, but at any rate, these guys, the Saudis, and we turn when they killed Khashoggi or Khashoggi or whatever his name was. Remember the news guy 3 or 4 years ago? They hacked up and threw into the toilet, and then what they've done, they were responsible for 9/11. People, what do you mean? Every single one of the 19 people involved in September 11th were Saudis. Every single one of them. And yet, what did we do? Did we bomb Saudi Arabia? No, we bombed Iraq. Like the thinking here, the Saudis have, it's so obvious. And whenever I get down the street, you can tell by the tone of my voice, it really ticks me off. So anyway, probably I should.
They trained for 9/11 here in Florida.
Yeah.
In Vero Beach and also in Boynton Beach at a small airport there. And every time I go by those airports, I can't help but think about their training and what they did, starting with those small airports in Vero Beach and Boynton Beach. And you're absolutely right, Doug. People forget about the Saudi Arabians and they focus the attention on the wrong country.
Yep, for sure. All right. Now, number four, the abortion, let me ask a question of the two of you, Jay and John. Is the discussion of abortion and the trans legislation, is that driven by religious points of view, religious fanatics or religious issues? What drives?
Probably. Yeah, I think that that's where I wouldn't say everybody who is against falls into that same box, but I think that that is one of the main talking points in a large group.
Mm-hmm. What about you, John? What do you think?
I totally agree with Jay. That would be correct, and a lot of people are talking about that this weekend, but it's going to get even bigger in the weeks and months to come, I think. So watch out for that one.
Well, I think the reason that I bring it up, there's so much religion discussion this weekend, appropriately so, because it's not only Passover, but it's Easter. And we think about some of these things. When my mind goes to other things, you know, we're talking about religion, organized commercial industrial religion. I don't subscribe. I believe in Jesus as a powerful human being, and it doesn't have anything to do with religion. And it is kind of nonsensical, as much as this is anathema to a lot of people. He was a Jew, wasn't a Christian, didn't know anything about, there was no Christianity. The church named after him, Christ, was the, you know, sort of the figment of the imagination of some people who wanted to push the pagans out of the way and have some fun themselves, if you will. So look at what it's grown into. And one of the horrible blights, looking at what's happened, you know, the Catholic Church wants to run away from this, but this weekend in Maryland, the Attorney General accusing officials of the church covering up, failing to act in the sexual abuse of 600 children in the Archdiocese of Baltimore. There was go ahead, John.
No, hard to believe how many young men were involved in that, and
156.
And how many members of the Catholic Church, the clergy, were involved? It sure it sure rattles your faith in the Catholic Church with what was going on there in the state of Maryland.
Once again, the same sort of thing, cover-ups from top to bottom, the same as what was going on in Boston for decades. And the hierarchy of the church in the Vatican doesn't want to, I mean, once in a while they'll make reference to it. And the people who are good Catholics, frustrated with all of this, it's not their fault that this has happened. It's not, you don't blame Catholics, you blame the people and the way the Catholic hierarchy runs the church, making it impossible for men and women who are serving supposedly the church, living an unhealthy lifestyle that leads them to do all kinds of things that wouldn't probably be done if they could live a normal lifestyle. That's judgment from my side. I guess I'm not a Catholic, but I just look at this and I think, okay, now, the business of, there are a number of protests that were going on in New York and other places around the country because of the Trump activity this week. There were a couple of changes. I think, was it in Virginia, where a state legislature, Jay, correct me on this, I'm dealing with my memory here. Mm-hmm. There was a female Democratic state rep who changed to be a Republican. I think it was in Virginia, wasn't it? Or was it West Virginia? One of the two states where she changed her stripes and changed the weight of the Republicans in the state so that they could override the governor on vetoes and stuff. But governor's a Democrat. Was it Virginia? In my mind, am I remembering that right?
It is. Of course, my computer just froze. But it is. I believe it was Virginia.
I think it is Virginia. Yeah. Anyway, so there's that going on in Tennessee.
It was North Carolina.
Sorry. Okay. All right. So in Tennessee this week, a couple of lawmakers were expelled from the state legislature. They supported gun reform protests and made their way to the state capitol. So this is another one of those. We don't have gun control or those discussions in the top 10 this week, but we have lots of politics. And so can you believe that they throw them out of the legislature because they supported gun reform, the protests that were going on?
Well, they said it was about the decorum and the protesting itself.
Well, maybe it was.
Of why, yes. And two of them were expelled. The third one faced a separate kind of, not trial, but a separate look and did not end up being expelled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the third one survived both, but the other two It's amazing to think in a state legislature what they would do as far as eating their own, so to speak. Truly amazing, especially in this age of so much turmoil in governments all across the country. And I think you're only going to see this get worse. This is another story that's going to heat up, and we haven't seen the end of this one.
Well, I guess my question would be, not knowing the inside workings here, were they tossed because they were part of the disruption and they don't, the state doesn't want to have that kind of, you know, protests that lead to people thinking about January 6th? Or were they tossed out because they didn't agree with the leadership of the
Because they didn't agree with the leadership of that state. Mm-hmm. That's what got them tossed down. That's kind of scary.
Yeah. Well, and the trio stood at the well of the House of Chambers, and one was even leading chants with a megaphone. So was it that what exactly their involvement was with these protests, not just being part of the protests, but also what kind of society do we have if we don't even want our politicians being part of protesting as well? Aren't they Americans? Mm-hmm. Don't they have a right to protest?
Yep, they sure do, as long as they do it in the proper way. Yep. Okay, so let's see. Down in Florida, the preseason ended. And so now we have the first full week of the baseball season. See any trends there, John?
Yeah, absolutely. The Tampa Bay Rays have gotten off to a great start, and looking forward to a great season with the Rays, an amazing team, and they're always fun to watch. So that's the trend. I see the Rays doing a number again this year on the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, come off of it, will you please? I think it's interesting how Tampa has come into its own in terms of sports. Look at how they did, you know, in any number of ways. It's become a big, big sports town.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it is. All right, John. Good to have you, John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida, along with Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here at 48 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now, 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Friday. Here's Nick Miles from our AutoExpert.com talking about cars and trucks and electric vehicles and his travels, because he's one of the most renowned people, experts on automobiles. No matter what the issue, he's on top of it. I was reading an overview of lifestyle choices that people are making. That is, the cars that people are choosing because they last long. The average Toyota Sequoia gets 300,000 miles. The average Toyota Tundra gets 260,000 miles out of it. The average GMC Yukon, 252,000 miles. Let's see, the Ford Exposition, 244,000 miles. I'm looking to see if there's any, a lot of vehicles here, 290,000 miles, the average GMC. So when they say how many miles they got, is this when the car is brought to the junkyard and they look at the speedometer or the reading and the odometer?
It has critical failure, like the engine, something that has to be replaced. So, and look at there's some key things that you talked about in there. First of all, two things. All of the vehicles you mentioned are based on trucks, the size of the F-150, the 1500. Right. They're what we should be able to make properly. All the vehicles that you talked about were basically based around that size of vehicle. The other thing in there is Toyota and then the American brands. In fact, the American brands of Chevrolet and the GM group, along with Ford and Ram, they're the only ones, and with Toyota, that make vehicles last a long time. Their resale value, and Jeep is in there too. And in fact, I heard yesterday that between 70 and 90% of all Jeep Wranglers built in the last 30, 40 years are still on the road today.
Yeah.
Which isn't.
So that begs the question, once these cars get to, let's say, 300,000 miles, whoever is driving them, and usually they are, you can buy those cars at the secondary dealerships. You don't find cars with that kind of mileage for sale at the, quote-unquote, legitimate dealerships. They only keep cars around. As a matter of fact, they can't get financing. I remember talking to my friend about this. Financing, if your car's over 6 years old and it's got more than 60,000 miles on, you have a hard time getting it financed through traditional means, right?
Absolutely. And then financing companies want to finance vehicles which are older because the chances of those vehicles becoming inoperable are very high, but you still have to pay off the vehicle even if it works or it doesn't work. So
right, yeah.
Bigger.
So in terms of the lifespan, when the car is, let's say they sell, how many new, 14 million new vehicles a year are sold in America, something like that? Am I on the right page?
14.
So does that mean that 14 million vehicles go to the junkyard every year? And if that's the case, where does all that stuff go? And we know that it gets recycled, right? And put back into other cars, new cars. The car you're driving you think is new is probably, there's a lot of stuff in it that got ground up from the old car that you had, right?
Yeah. I mean, this is one of the things that actually is, it's cheaper to use or less expensive to use recycled parts in a car than it actually is to make new steel. So making steel out of old steel is less expensive than to go and mine the ore and do the whole process from beginning to end. So it also makes financial sense. Plus, they're doing things like using recycled fishing nets from our fishing industry to make carpets in these vehicles. Mm-hmm. And they're doing all those type of things, recycle this, recycle that, to actually make car parts because it's actually less expensive.
There you go. All right, New York Auto Show in the next, over the weekend and the next week. What's there?
So it starts today. It opens for 10 days. The public get to go in as of today. The show a little smaller than I expected. There is a lot of new vehicles, a lot of electrics, but in true fashion of my luck, Doug, about 3 months after I buy a brand new Jeep Wrangler, what happens? They come out with a new one.
there you go.
They displayed the new Wrangler there at the show. The one thing that Jeep always do that makes me excited is they're putting a lot of factory parts on it that you would have to buy aftermarket. So now you can get a winch, you can do all those sort of things, and it does get a refresh. But apart from that, most things at the show were really much the same. New electric truck from Ram, new Kia Kona, that sort of thing.
My friend who owns the auto dealerships here has three Jeep dealerships in his 26 dealership pocket, and he says the Jeeps, they can't keep them. They're just, everybody wants a Jeep. So I find that to be...
At one point last year, there was a 180-day wait for a new Jeep. So.
Yep. All right. There's the scoop. Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com here on Good Day, 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.